BitMEX's Quantum Canary says don't freeze Bitcoin. Until quantum is real, BitMEX Research published a Bitcoin quantum resistance proposal on April 16, 2026 that would delay any coin freeze until a quantum computer actually spends from a specially constructed bounty address. The pitch is a direct response to BIP-361, a soft fork draft that would force every pre-quantum Bitcoin holder to migrate funds within a five-year window. Bitcoin trades at $75,251 as of April 19, 2026, with a fear and greed index of 54, so the proposal lands into a calm market, but an active custody debate. The canary mechanism, in plain terms, BitMEX Research's design uses what cryptographers call a nothing-up-my-sleeve NUMS address. The address is a valid Bitcoin output derived from a public constant, and nobody holds the private key. Only a sufficiently powerful quantum computer could reverse engineer the key and spend from it. Participants donate BTC to the NUM's address as a bounty. Holders keep their own pre-quantum outputs unaffected unless someone drains the canary. If the bounty is ever spent, that spend is treated as cryptographic proof that a quantum attacker is operational, and the protocol then activates a freeze on coins still sitting in vulnerable scripts. The fund can be run with multi-signature mechanics, so donors retain the option to withdraw their contributions. That matters because the setup has to stay voluntary. A canary that nobody funds is not a canary. Why BIP-361 triggered the pushback? BIP-361 takes the opposite approach. It treats quantum risk as a near certainty and tries to preempt it by setting a five-year migration deadline. After the window closes, coins sitting in pre-quantum scripts would be frozen and rendered permanently unspendable. Critics argued the plan bakes in three problems at once. It assumes quantum computers capable of breaking ECDSA will arrive on a predictable schedule. It puts the migration burden on every holder, including owners of lost keys and long-dormant wallets. And it risks freezing coins that could have remained safe because no quantum threat ever materialized. BitMEX Research's proposal keeps the freeze as the eventual outcome, but shifts the trigger from a calendar to an observation. Mandatory action only occurs when the threat becomes measurable. What it means for self-custody and hardware wallets. For holders running a self-custody setup with Ledger or other hardware wallets, the canary approach removes the pressure to migrate funds on a fixed timeline. Existing addresses remain active until the canary actually rings. It also preserves optionality for long-dormant coins. BIP-361's timeline would sweep a large share of early Bitcoin into the frozen pool, including anything tied to wallets that may no longer be accessible. For custodial providers and exchanges, the implications are different. A reactive freeze spreads risk. All custodians would face the same cliff at the same moment if the canary dies. Under BIP-361, migration would at least be gradual. The political problem with proactive freezes. Bitcoin protocol changes require rough consensus across miners, node operators, and developers. Forcing any holder off their current script, especially on a deadline, is historically the hardest kind of change to push through. Soft forks that preserve optionality are easier to ship. BitMEX Research's framing leans on that political reality. The proposal is marketed as wait and see rather than preemptive surgery. It is harder to argue against a system that does nothing in the normal case. The trade-off is detection lag. A sophisticated quantum attacker could target high-value wallets directly and ignore the canary entirely. The bounty is only a credible tripwire if an attacker's incentives line up with the fund's size. BitMEX Research's answer is that the bounty can be scaled up over time as more BTC is donated, but the theoretical gap never fully closes. What happens next? The proposal is research output, not a merged BIP. Any on-chain implementation would require a formal submission and consensus across the usual Bitcoin development channels. In the short term, the canary concept gives opponents of BIP-361 a concrete alternative to point to, rather than a vague objection. Neither proposal binds anyone yet. The sequence of publications does suggest the quantum debate is moving from abstract concern into actionable proposals, and both sides now have text on the table.